Sex is the life force energy that runs through us all. Can you use sexual energy for your spiritual evolution? Or perhaps for emotional healing? Is it even possible? Clinical sexologist Dr. Martha Tara Lee will explore all these and more on Eros Evolution on OM Times Radio.
Welcome to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meet. My name is Dr. Martha Tara Lee, and I'm a clinical sexologist. I am based in Singapore, and my company is called Eros Coaching. That's EROSCoaching.com. Today's show is titled The Art and Science of Female Arousal. And we have my friend, Laura Doe. She is a pleasure and embodiment coach and sexuality educator. She's awesome. We will be discussing on today's show the physical, emotional, and spiritual importance of pleasure, particularly for those in a female body. Laura Doe is passionate about supporting people to understand and to cultivate the potent healing power of their sexual energy. She's in the final stages of production of a documentary seminar called The Art and Science of Female Arousal and hopes to make this much-needed information available to singles and couples worldwide as well as to young people through schools and colleges. You can find out about this documentary series by going to the website theartandscienceoffemalearousal.com. She also has another website where you can find her, and it's called yoniversity.com. That's YoniVersity. So welcome, Laura Doe.
Thank you, Martha. Nice to be here.
Thank you. So tell us more about the current status of your movie. I know you were doing crowdfunding, and actually I contributed towards it as well.
Yeah, thank you so much. We did great, Martha. We got funded, which was such a buzz. So it's all systems go. I've basically just been uploading the pre-release version that the crowdfunders are going to get to see to Vimeo. And I'm working on designing the cover and getting all the associated documentation for the DVD ready.
So it will be out soon. When will it be roughly?
We're looking for a launch in September.
Okay, so very, very soon. So those of you who are interested, you can actually pre-order a copy of a documentary on the website, theartandscienceoffemalearousal.com. Tell us a little bit more about your work and your background, because I know you travel quite a bit. You are from UK, but are you still based in Australia now?
That's right. I call myself British by birth, Australian by choice. Because the weather is so much better in Australia. Although, funnily enough, I'm in the UK right now and the weather is fantastic. So, you know, who knows? But I do love Australia. And it means I'm closer to you, Martha.
Yeah, I love that. And you also sometimes go to Bali.
Yes, I've been working in Bali over the past few years. And in the UK and in Australia. And now I'm kind of pretty much launching so that I'm working wherever I am, which is great because with the online world, I can do Skype sessions wherever I am as long as I can be awake at the same time as the person I'm working with.
Yeah, right now I'm awake at 4 a.m. to prepare for the show. Of course, I woke up at 3 a.m. and... Yeah, every week.
That's dedication.
Every week that does a number real on me. Yeah. And it's 9 p.m. over there where you are. Is that right? Oh, I think we lost her. 9 p.m.?
Yes, in the UK.
Yeah.
9 p.m., so, yes. It's the end of a lovely summer's day.
Great. I didn't really describe that much about your work. You call yourself a somatic sex educator. Could you explain a little bit more for listeners who are not familiar with this term, what somatic sexology means?
Absolutely. So sex, as I'm sure we're all aware, is something that happens in the body. And although we can talk about how that might happen and think about how that might happen, the way that we're going to make changes in how that happens is by doing bodily practice, or by noticing our body and by changing our experience in our body. And that's what somatic means. It means of the body. So somatic sexologists are doing their best to invite people to really feel what's happening in their intimate lives and in their sexual experiences, and to make changes in that, in the body, by using breath or touch or sound or just placement of awareness. And so we have lots of techniques to really change our experience through changing the focus of attention in our bodies.
Fantastic. And so what you do is you do hands-on work with them to help coach clients to relearn or reconnect with their bodies.
Yes, I don't do much hands-on work at the moment because I'm rarely in the same place as my clients. But I usually, the work is more suggesting bodily practices, working with the breath, working with visualization and energetic practices. And a lot of my work, even though this is not somatic sexology, is actually teaching people about how their bodies work, and then getting them to try and feel those things. Because a lot of us just don't know how our bodies do arousal. And that, it's like we haven't got a map. And without a map, it's not as easy to really regulate or change or augment your experience. So, yeah, a lot of the time, and that's why I've created a DVD, is because this is such basic information that I need all my clients to know in order to start the journey of making changes in the body or experiencing the body or enjoying the body. Or the first thing is that they need to have a map. They need to really understand. And this DVD is all about women's bodies, because these seem to be the most mysterious. In most of the couples that I meet, the guys kind of pretty much feel like they know how their bodies works, but they, both the lovers of women and the women themselves, I find are often really quite in the dark about how arousal and pleasure and all those yummy experiences of intimacy, both with yourself or with another, how they actually happen, how our body is incredibly elegantly designed for all sorts of pleasurable experiences. And many of us, I often say that we have an erotic orchestra in a woman's body. And many of us sadly only know how to play one or two instruments. So the DVD is about really getting to know all the instruments of your orchestra or your lover's orchestra. And then from there, we can play with different experiences to tune up the instruments, let's say.
I love the analogies that you are using. It goes to show that you have a lot of experience in educating people using imagery like maps and instruments, orchestra, to help people understand that, it's just about learning within their bodies how they can tune themselves.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I really admire how you have come up with this DVD, because it's going to help so many people. Information is power. Once they know their bodies, then they can, from there, go on a journey of self-exploration if needed.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I know. I know it mustn't have been easy putting all this together. So really, hats off to you.
Thanks, Martha. And yes, I think there's always more to learn. That's the lovely thing. I think even if I find that I'm always learning. I'm sure you're always learning. So, you know, there's always new territory to explore.
So you're with Eros Evolution, and we're talking about the art and science of female arousal. Laura Doe is the owner of Yoniversity, an educational organization dedicated to empowerment through pleasure and knowledge. She also writes and performs comic cabaret as Vaudeville of the Vulva. So she has this show, and she creates and distributes the Vulvalicious cushions, which is her trademark. Anatomically accurate 3D fabric art pieces. And I actually have one of her cushions that I use to educate my clients about their female anatomy. She's the founder and web mistress of Yoni.com, which is an online women's magazine, and maintains a Facebook course called Vulvalation. She has a IT background, and her interest is in effective communication, and therefore it led her to a career of being an educator spanning two continents and both the academic and corporate worlds. She is trained with teachers of sexuality across many traditions and disciplines, including David Data, Barbara Corrales, Joseph Kramer, Kenneth Ray Stubbs, and Margot Anand. Laura Doe has professional qualifications in sexological bodywork, somatic sex education, and is a member of the Somatic Sex Educators Association of Australasia and the Association of Certified Sexological Body Workers. She is very accomplished, and we'll find out more about her and what she has to talk about pleasure after this break.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. This is Martha. I'm a sexologist, and I'm with Laura Doe, my friend, who is a pleasure and embodiment coach and sexuality educator. In case you haven't gotten the idea or impression of what she actually does, she specializes in all things female, primarily, especially the vulva, the female anatomy. And so she's created the vulva.com female magazine. She has Vulvaversity, and she is now going to have a DVD educating more people about the sexual anatomy. So tell us, Laura, more about why you think pleasure is so important.
Well, It's not just me, actually. Science tells us how important pleasure is, because what pleasure does is it takes us into the, it's called the parasympathetic nervous system. It's the part of our nervous system which rests and repairs our body, which gives ourselves an opportunity to calm and enjoy and relax. And in today's stress-filled world, we spend a lot too much of our time in the other side, which is the sympathetic nervous system. And we tend to be stressed. We tend to have a lot of adrenaline going around us. And particularly for women, that is not a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
We are, a woman's body is rarely equipped to cope with as much stress as someone in a masculine body. Our physiology is just different. And one of the ways as women we can really reconnect with the body, that's the other part of the equation, is the body versus the mind. You know, when we're working a lot of the time, we're in our mind, and pleasure brings us back into the body. So not only do we get into the body when we experience pleasurable moments, but we also get out of our mind and we turn on the healing, regenerating side of our nervous system. So I recommend regular pleasure breaks. And I'm not just talking about erotic pleasure. Any sort of pleasure, pleasure through any one of the senses is really, really valuable. And just a little moment, they say that something like 1 second of pleasurable touch will boost our immune system for hours. So it's really something that we can use in our daily lives to balance our essential bodily functions, and particularly for women who are working and being out in a much more masculine, pressure-driven world.
Could you elaborate a little bit more about the term pleasure breaks? I love it.
Well, I really think it's a great idea. You know how people have smoke breaks if they're cigarette smokers.
Yeah.
Well, I recommend everybody has pleasure breaks. Every hour or so, you would kind of get up, and then you can have a range of things. You might find something, you might have a little joke book hidden in your bag and you read a funny joke. Or you just go and look out of the window and find something beautiful, or a flower or something to enjoy through the senses. Or you might, I mean, if you're in a liberated workplace, you might go and give someone a hug, or you can have a nice perfume that you really like and really just spend a few minutes. You know, it doesn't have to be more than 2 or 3 minutes, but just really devoting yourself to a pleasurable experience. Beautiful. Just putting on a song that you like and just really giving it to yourself, not just having it in the background, really savoring the experience of the pleasurable moment.
Fantastic. I love your suggestions, your examples, and it just goes to show it doesn't have to take long. Just take many small pleasure breaks and imagine what that kind of a woman would begin to look like. She would be radiant, she would be vibrant and happy and much more able to be of service to the world.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely.
So you talked about the signs of pleasure. How about the spiritual side? Because that's what this show always explores. What about the spiritual side of pleasure?
Well, I think, and in particular for women, I believe that our bodies are very much the way into our spirituality. I think We have such such expressive bodies. We have such beautiful bodies. We have such soft bodies. And certainly one of my teachers, David Deeder, used to say that, a woman's spiritual path is through her body and through pleasure. And I believe that to be true. I mean, not that it can't be for men as well, but I think usually in a partnership of a man and a woman, the woman is the one who brings the man into his body with her body. That I don't really like to generalize, but that often seems to happen. So I feel like we can find a connection with the greater through experiencing pleasure, because pleasure, we need to be very present to enjoy, to take pleasure in something. That's what enjoyment is. The definition of enjoyment is to take pleasure in something. And we have to be very present. We have to be right there with the thing that we're taking pleasure in, with the experience. And that it brings us into the moment, which brings us into connection with everything. And I think through a woman's body, through sex, and through a man's body is another place that we reach to the divine, if you like, to a greater space of connection with the everything, and through lovemaking and through self-pleasuring. I feel myself really expanded and connected both with the universe, if you like, and with spirit, but also with my creativity, and feels like with everything and everyone.
Lovely, beautiful. I love how you explained it.
Why
then is it so important? You know, like you talked about the reasons, how the signs and the spirituality of pleasure, but perhaps some people still don't get why it is important.
Well, maybe to them I'd say, why not try it out? what have you got to lose? You could only have a good time. Maybe. But really, you know, if you think, because I think what happens in society is there's a sort of there's a kind of religious, maybe social, maybe feeling that too much pleasure is a bad thing. It's not a spiritual thing. It's a hedonistic thing. But I make the case that it's actually a really important and human thing, and it will improve your health and improve your well-being if you make it a focus. And we're naturally designed actually to make pain and challenge a focus, because our primitive brains are more concerned with keeping us out of danger than they are with keeping us fed and reproduced, which are the main pleasurable activities the primitive brain recognizes. But it's actually been shown to improve our resilience and to improve our emotional health and well-being, and as I said, improve our physical health to focus on pleasure.
Yeah, when we are in our primitive brain and we are focusing on the day-to-day survival, then we are not going to be thinking about anything much more than that. And that's what you are saying.
Yes. And we also tend to focus on the things that are bad. The brain scientists these days are saying that pleasurable activities are like Teflon, whereas painful activities are like Velcro. And I think we have to focus our attention on the pleasurable activities. Because anything that we do mindfully, this is another thing that we know from studies of Tibetan monks and the Dalai Lama and his cohorts, that our brains develop in a very beneficial way when we meditate, when we do a mindfulness meditation. Mm. And my suggestion to my students and clients is to do a mindfulness meditation where our awareness is on pleasurable touch, self-touch, or all over the body. And there are a whole variety of these sorts of practices. As I know, I think you're writing a book, aren't you, Martha,
on
these sorts of practices. But this is effectively, you know, this is a meditation that's going to help our brains in the same way as doing any mindful practice will do. So if you're not convinced yet, then I'm not sure what would convince you.
I love how you explain it. Even as you begin to talk about how religion and society has a hold on us and we stop ourselves, I think that message is so important. That by itself can provide some healing for people and maybe a shift in their attitude.
Yes, well, I think it needs to we need to lift the lid off pleasure, and we need to realize that we really do need connection and touch and beauty and nature around us. These things are really essential for our health, or and especially the connection we can have, you know, all sorts of pleasurable connection between people, both sexual or just loving and friendly, or sensual and intimate. These are such important human qualities to enhance and to work with. And the other thing I feel is that pleasure will take us into places of real deep well-being and nurturing.
Okay, so more about pleasure after this break.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Join Elliot Jolish, the business therapist, each Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern for the Elliot Jolish Hour, as he interviews business experts on your behalf. And you're invited to email your business questions to questions@ecjgroup.com for answers, live, on air, every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern on the Elliot Jolish Hour.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution, where sexuality and spirituality meets. I'm with Laura Dole, who is my friend, and she is a pleasure and somatic coach and sexuality educator. She is basically all things yoni. When you think of the female vagina or the vulva, think of Laura Dole, because she's really established her career around this particular area of human sexuality, around female arousal and female anatomy. She has a website, which is university.com.org. That's
.au.
Yeah, .au. And yeah. Then there's her online magazine, yoni.com. And then now she's going to have a new documentary coming up called The Art and Science of Female Arousal.com. So you can pre-order her DVD right now.
Yay.
Just before the break, we were talking about the importance of pleasure and the art and science behind it. Maybe just a little bit more to delve deeper into this. Why do you think, Laura, we have although we have lost touch with pleasure in our lives?
Well, I think a lot of it is also because we've lost touch with we've lost touch with our bodies, and we've lost touch particularly with our genitals. We don't talk about them. Many people really don't feel comfortable talking about the genitals, talking about sex. A lot of parents don't feel comfortable discussing sexuality with their children. So kids are left with learning about sex from the internet, which is not giving them great information. But for many people, what I find, one of the things I do with my shows is I kind of get people laughing about things like the fact that we can't call our genitals by name. And when people do, and I sing them silly songs and dress up in funny costumes and give them permission to talk about sex and talk about their genitals and talk about their experience. And this whole lid is lifted. It feels like there's suddenly permission in the space and everybody's a lot happier. I find that when I'm working around schools as well, I do talks for parents. And I can see and hear that the ripples. Then I do little talks for children, and I do workshops for adults, and suddenly whole families are talking about sex and talking about genitals and just talking about this natural part of our lives. You know, without it, we wouldn't be here. So I think this sort of cone of silence which surrounds sexuality and intimate body parts is one of the reasons that we are not connected. We're sort of there's a blank space between the belly button and the knees.
Yeah, just like the strong head and shoulders, knees and toes, and everything else is forgotten.
That's right.
I love that you're telling me that your show is a vehicle for them to use to break the ice and then start talking about it. Like this teachable moments that we can find in life.
Exactly. Yes.
So speaking about teaching, I know you do a lot of teaching and you have your own workshop teaching women on female arousal and their bodies. But you have this thing called yoni, you teach like pelvic floor exercises.
Yes, yoni lattes, I call it.
Yoni lattes, okay. Tell us more about that.
Yoni lattes it's like Pilates for the yoni. Now, I mean, here's another thing, Martha. We really don't know the amazing capacities of the vagina. And yoni lattes is a whole series of exercises, more than just the classic Kegel exercise that everyone knows they should do and often doesn't, but actually a series of exercises that teaches women how to isolate individual layers of muscle in the vagina and around the vagina. And we have several layers, and we can also isolate left side and right side. Oh. And we can start to have, it's like dexterity of the vagina. If you can imagine normally we associate the word dexterity with our fingers, but we can actually ripple the muscles of the vagina at will. In fact, there's an ancient art which has various names, one of which is pompoir, which is the art of rippling the muscles of the vagina on the partner's penis and stimulating it through these rhythmic movements. And, you know, most people I speak to kind of just open their eye, their mouths and their jaws drop and they go, really? We could do that? Most people think of the vagina as this sort of very passive receptacle space, many people, let's say. But the more that we get connected with these muscles, the more we exercise them, the more we bring ourselves into our essential feminine parts of our body, which hold, I feel, a lot of wisdom and a lot of connection with femininity throughout the ages, and very much our creative sort of center. The more we connect with these muscles, the more we connect with our womb, which is literally the place of creativity in our bodies, then the more radiant I see women become, the more empowered and abundant they become in their lives. Yeah. So Yoni Lattice starts from being just, you know, exercises for the health of the pelvic floor, which a lot of women are well aware they need to do. But actually what I'm where wanting it to go, and where it goes actually without us even trying, is to really empower women in this feeling of connectedness with the very core of their being.
Great. Really good. Do you teach this online? Because, you know, it's so fabulous what you're saying.
Look, this is the next project. I have started. I've got some little introductory classes, but once I've got the DVD launched, then the very next project is going to be finishing the Yoni Lattice music and finishing the at least a series of classes and getting them online. Yeah. At the moment, I'm just doing it in person, or I do it via Skype, but I haven't been doing live classes yet.
Mm. Right. I remember you also have a vulva song that people can order and download.
I have a number, actually.
Oh.
A number of songs, yes.
So where can people buy your songs?
Well, the one that you can currently buy is at dothekegel.com. But I've got those of you who have donated, supported my crowdfunding, will be getting the rest of the Vulva songs. And very soon, alongside of the launch, we'll be putting the rest of them online for sale as well.
Fantastic. Really? Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I remember this Do the Kegel song that you have that's funny and fun and playful and sexy all at once.
Great.
So yeah. You also have the Vulvalicious cushions, which I also have. So Deej and Uma, our friends, actually gifted it to me. And it's really helped me so much, because I get my clients to look at it, and then I invite them to touch it, and because it's anatomically correct, so they really have a very good impression of what parts are where, especially the clitoral bulb and the extension that goes into our body beyond the clitoris. So
yeah.
That really allows them to have that tactile sensory understanding of their bodies.
Mm, mm.
So why did you, or when did you create this, these cushions?
Well, these were created, I first started making them, must have been about 5 years ago, maybe longer, maybe more like six, because I really wanted to have something that I could give to people in my workshops, especially the men, but the women too. But particularly for the men, I wanted them to have a tactile experience of what I was teaching them, because a lot of people learn kinesthetically. They want to feel and something in order to understand it, and you can't really have people live vulvas in the men's workshop. That just wasn't going to work, because a lot of my clients are really, you know, quite relatively. It's already big for them to come to a workshop about sexuality, and the thought of having a naked person there would have been way too confronting. So I wanted to create something where people could really feel what I was talking about without that embarrassment, and in fact feel comfortable and happy and enjoy the beauty of these art pieces, I call them actually. And so I started creating them, and I tell you, it was a long process. It took about a year to get the structures all feeling the way that I really wanted them to. But now we've got the process down, and the cushions are going to, they feature in the DVD, because I use them to demonstrate for the same reasons. I don't want to be using images of live vulvas, because I want to make sure the DVD is able to go into schools and is not going to be confronting for people. So we use the cushions in the DVD and see where all the structures are on the cushions. And then some of the DVD packages will also come along with a cushion so that people can feel along to the education.
I'm hearing a lot of love and thought that you have put into all the products. So really, you know, you are a pioneer, you are a mover and shaker. So well done.
Thank you, Martha.
So more about Laura's work after this break.
Lifestyle on steroids. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Feed your soul with Waves of Consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Welcome back to Eros Evolution. We are into the last segment of our show. today. And you are listening to Eros Evolution on the Om Times Radio Network. You can share this show with your friends by sending them the link, omtimes.com/mobile. This link will allow your friends to be able to listen to the show without needing to use any app. And so your friends will find it really convenient and they will love it. So we have with us Laura Doe, and she is very much established. She's a mover and shaker, and she's a pioneer in this field because she has put in so much effort. And you know that she does yoni. What's that name again?
Is that Yoni Lattes?
Yeah, Yoni Lattes. Yes. She has Yoni Lattes. She does Vovalicious cushions, and she's going to have a documentary which is called The Art and Science of Female Arousal. You can find her on her website, that's yoni.com or university.com.au, and The Art and Science of Female Arousal.com. You can also follow her on Facebook under Laura Doe Rocks. That's LAURADOERROCKS. So thank you so much for once again for coming onto the show. As a parent yourself, do you have anything that you would like to add to what parents need to say to their children about sex?
Yes, I would, because this is something that's very close to my heart. I think a lot of parents don't really realize the extent to which the media is influencing our young people's experiences and expectations of sex, both the media of music videos and everything that we see around us on a daily basis, how women are portrayed in the media and in television shows and films, but also, of course, the internet and the accessibility of pornography, and the high download speeds and the incredible availability of a huge range of images of sexuality, which are affecting our children. They can't help but be that way. And so for parents, it's so important that we provide an alternative channel, if you like, that we provide a bit of background noise about sexuality, about our own values, about what we feel is important about intimacy and about pleasure and about valuing our bodies and valuing our the precious nature of our sexuality. And it's gone beyond an optional extra for me, for parents. It's really essential that we give this to our children, that we don't let somebody else take responsibility for educating our children, whether it's schools or friends, because we're embarrassed. And that's what often happens. You know, we didn't usually get very good modeling about sex education from our parents. And so we don't really know often where to go with our kids. And I think that what's really important is that we talk to them, that we even say, look, hey, I'm not really good with this, but I really want to make sure that you know that that I'm here and we can, you know, I'm here to answer your questions. So, yeah, I do programs with parents, helping them to feel more comfortable talking to their kids, and programs with families and programs with young people, because of this specific need to educate in this age of incredibly rich availability of media images for young people. And it's boys as well as girls, because boys, the effect of porn on boys is extreme, and many young men get addicted to porn in their adolescence because of the easy availability, and that really affects their ability to have relationships in the future. So both parents of boys and parents of girls, I think, really need to find a way to get over the awkward factor and really open up the conversations with their family.
Do you have any tips for parents, how they can do so besides coming to your show?
I have a whole list of resources that I give out to parents. But the main tip is talk little and often. So, I was brought up with the whole idea of you have the talk about sex, and it's a talk, and it's that, you know, it happens once and it's kind of awkward. This isn't the way to go about it. It's, you know, answer questions. If kids have questions, answer them in as simple a way as possible and as quickly as possible. Then if they have another question, answer again. But start talking early and talk little and often. And so make it so that with young children, it's perfectly natural to talk about genitals and experiences of pleasure and reproduction or whatever comes up in your world. And actually make a point of noticing those things. You know, if you see animals mating on a documentary, say, oh, look at those animals, they're mating and they're making a baby, and just make it a natural part of conversation. And then when your children get older, then it'll still be it'll be not something that's kind of not spoken about, which is so important.
Yeah, it's about allowing them to feel that you yourself are comfortable talking about it. And so when they need you, they can just come to you and ask you the questions that they have.
Exactly.
I love this phrase that you're teaching me now. Talk little and often.
Yes. Start early, talk little and often. Because we tend to think, oh my God, it's a big deal, and I'll just talk. Not really required. Just answer the question or make the comment and move on. The kids will come back to you if they want more information, but they'll just zone out at once you kind of get on this whole rave because you've started the talk and you're going to finish it.
So it's more about their own discomfort rather than the kids, you know?
It is actually. I mean, and our kids pick up where we're at. So if it is tricky for you, it's great to acknowledge that and say, and I still think it's really important. So, you know, let's keep talking about it. Let's find a way to make it a bit more comfortable.
Fantastic. Is there anything else that you'd like to add or share with listeners? You know, things that I haven't asked, perhaps?
Well, I think, I really want to invite people to connect with me through my websites. Mm-hmm. I work with people all over the world through Skype, which is fantastic. And with the DVD coming out soon, it'll be an opportunity to kind of get to know me a bit and see how I operate. If you're keen to get some snippets of that, you can also go online to, I've got a few things up on our YouTube. Mm-hmm. So you can just see a little bit about me, but there'll be a lot more coming out in the next few months as we ramp up for the launch of the DVD. And yeah, really happy to connect and work with people all over the world in any aspect of getting more appreciative of, more understanding, and more dexterity with all aspects of your erotic world.
Great. And for those of you who are not quite sure yet, Laura Doe has worked with a lot of people who are highly established, well accomplished teachers of sexuality, including David Data, Barbara Corrales, Joseph Kramer, Kenneth Ray Stubbs, that she who she mentioned, and Margot Anand. So these are really the people in the field of human sexuality who are the top of where, you know, they can go. They are famous throughout the world, and Laura Doe has had training from them. So it just goes to show how serious she is in honing her craft and to be the best that she can be. And you and you can probably tell from the wisdom and the warmth and compassion that she's sharing in this show.
Thank you. Yeah, I call myself a sex geek. I come from an academic background, and I've applied all the tools of the academic world to my fascination with sex and human sexuality. Although I have studied in some of the more ancient traditions of spiritual sexuality, I kind of usually apply my science brain to those as well, trying to find things that work, that are practical, and that we can do and see results from.
Great, fantastic. So thank you so much, Laura Doe, for coming onto the show. So remember, you've heard Laura Doe on Eros Evolution. I'm very, very proud and happy that she's come onto this show. And next week, we will have another guest, and our topic is going to be the emergence of the modern Tantra goddess in therapeutic practice, exposing sexuality myths and healing shame. So once again, we will be talking to someone who is a sexuality educator, and she is a tantrika. So tune in to Eros Evolution next week.